Și bună vei să mirig dos, vei rove eu menu, iată-n mira bună fără.
Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. As I say, each week we try to bring you the best in Chazanis and in the mixture of everything but Chazanis. You know that you can reach me over CBJ Music at AOL.com if you have any comments or requests. I welcome some new listeners to the program. I'm hoping that Nachum Segal will be playing this on Thursday evening. This coming Thursday after his 7 to 9 program. And if you happen to be listening, I hope you enjoy the Chazanis. And I hope that you'll come back in the future to hear more of this wonderful soul music. Okay, we've been hearing in the background Moshe Kuzvitsky and his great Sheyibona Beis HaMikdash. Well, those of you who heard me during the first hour heard my commentary about the plan to evict the so-called settlers, the true heroes of Israel today. And Barak is planning all-out war. And I think that this next selection reflects some of my feelings. David Olivestone, I'm dedicating this to you. I know that you're a great fan of Hirschman, as I am. We're going to be hearing Zorim Omrim by Hirschman. Foreigners say, there is no expectation nor hope. Be gracious to the nation whose hope is in your name, O Pure One. Bring near your salvation. We are exhausted, but are allowed no rest. May your mercies conquer your anger against us. We beg you, turn back from your anger and have mercy on the treasured nation that you have chosen. Hashem, God of Israel, turn back from your flaring anger and relent from the evil meant for your people. Well, the evil comes from outside, but it also comes from inside. As Kahane used to say, somehow or other we can take care of the others, but it's the Jews that are the problem. When we are united, no one can defeat us. Well, it's I guess that's a pleasant thought, to say the least. Okay, let's hear Zorim Omrim by chanted by Mordechai Hirschman.
Zorim moimrim, ein
cuore vuo. Io do
still have that problem, I guess, with that play. I bought a new CD player, and it's going to be delivered tomorrow. Well, I have a very interesting new segment that I'm introducing this evening. It's called the GCL, Guest Chazonist Lover, okay? And I'm very pleased to have with me on the phone a dear friend, Mickey Weinberger, who is going to be initiating this program, this segment called the GCL segment, Guest Chazonist Lover. And by the way, those of you who will wish to participate, you'll certainly be in touch with me. Good evening, Mickey.
Good evening, Charlie. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining with us. Now, we've been involved together in a lot of chazonists. Tell the audience a little bit about your background and how you came to love chazonists.
Well, I became a big fan of chazonists at a very early age, about 10, 11 years old. We lived in Budapest, and my father loved chazonists as well, and we went to the main Orthodox shul in Budapest, and I joined the choir with a great, great chazan, and I really became interested not only in chazonists, but I also became interested in classical music, and mainly in opera. I think that the human voice is the most beautiful musical instrument, and I really enjoy chazanut since then. I listen to chazanut all the time when I have a chance, and we did a few things together in Cantor's World, and I'm going to concerts and have a reasonable collection of chazanuts in my house. I drive in my car with chazanuts, so I really enjoy it, and I really love chazanuts since I was very young.
We also do a little bit of shul hopping to hear various cantors.
I go to listen to Malvane, I go to listen to Helmgott, and other chazanim when I have a chance. I remember at Park East Synagogue, Helm God Ovens. I'm also a member at Fifth Avenue Synagogue where...
Okay, you have to shut off, lower the voice of that, yes.
I listen to Chazonim all the time and I really, really enjoy it. I think this is a part of our heritage and I think that I would like to see more young people getting acquainted with this wonderful art that is so uniquely Jewish.
You're also a member of the shul in Scarsdale, and I know that you've been attempting to bring Chazonis there.
Yes, I am a member of Young Israel of Scarsdale, where I tried for about 10 years to arrange a Shabbat Chazanut. Finally, I was able to do so. In 2007, November of 2007, I brought Moshe Schulhoff with a choir of from Brooklyn, a choir of Shimi Miller, and it was a tremendous success. I'm trying to arrange another one in the near future. There is some opposition in the administration, but I think we will be able to overcome.
Well, it's a long haul, but it's something that we can't give up on because people need to be exposed to this. Okay, so this is the first premier segment of the GCL, Guest Chazonist Lover, and you are going to share with us your two most favorite selections.
Okay, my most favorite selection is Atheno Azarum Rachamecho by Rosenblatt. I think it's a magnificent musical piece. It has the most wonderful melodies that one can hear in any piece of Chazonis. It requires only the top Chazonim can really sing it. It has a lot of coloratura in it, a lot of high notes in it, and it's a musically wonderful piece. The melody is just so wonderful that I don't think that there is another selection of piece of Chazanut that was ever composed that is really as magnificent as Atheno Azarum Rachamecho. The second piece that I really love is the Ribono Shel Olam from Sfiras Omer by Pinchik, which is also a magnificent musical piece with some wonderful melodies in it and also requires a really top chazan to be able to sing it. So these are the two pieces that I would consider my most favorite.
Okay, and the listeners who have heard my program over the years know that Atheno is also perhaps one of my most favorites, and every once in a while I play a medley of three or four of the great Chazanim singing it, because certain ones, Kusovitsky and Helfgott,
and others, yeah.
Yes.
Not many Chazonim can sing it.
Yes. A lot of them try.
Yes, right. But not many Chazonim can sing it.
Okay, so let's hear the great Yesula Rosenblatt with Ad Heino.
Ad Heino Azorano Rachamecho Velo Yazovo
Hey,
Okay, that was.
I'm going to turn off the.
Okay, there is a delay, and Mickey, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. For those of you who may have tuned a little late, we are introducing a new segment to the show. It's called the GCL segment, the guest Chazonist lover, and I'm going to try anyway to have. Different people call in, we'll interview you and have you suggest your two favorite selections. That's quite a selection, Mickey.
Yeah, Tenor Zumurach Mechel is a magnificent piece, and it was interpreted by Rosenblatt, by Moshe Kusevitsky, by Helfgott, by Malovani, and many others. It requires a first-person Chazon to do that. Not many Chazon can sing that. It's just too difficult, too many coloraturas and too many high notes in there.
Right. And most enjoyable. As I said, it's one of my most favorite selections. Now we'll be hearing Pinchik.
Yeah. Pierre Pinchik was a great Chazon. I love a good number of his pieces. The one that I love most is the Ribbono Shel Olam at Sphira. And the other piece that I love from Pinchik is the Rose of the Shabbos.
Sure, the classic, yeah.
Yeah, there are two classic pieces. Both of them are beautiful. It's difficult to choose one over the other, but I think I have a slight preference for the... Ribbono Shel Olam at Sphira. It's also very difficult to sing. Not many. Hello.
Yes.
Not many Chazonim can sing it. I heard a few years ago with Helfgott at a Sphira concert. It was absolutely amazing. So this is one of my favorite pieces.
Okay. Okay, again, thank you, Mickey Weinberger, for starting this new segment of the GCL, Guest Chazonist Lover. And we're hearing Pierre Pinchik with Ribbono Shel Olam from Sphira.
The Moshe Avedeicho Nisipol Sephira Suoyme Riboy Moshe Luelo Riboy Sefira, Sefira svoj mer, Priboj moj šelov. Kedaj, kedaj, Kedaj ne tarej no. Kedaj ne tarej no, O amike li pause.
Thank you. πάσε φουγά κι μη σφιέρου. Πάσε φουγά κι μη σφιέρου.
That's Pierre Pinchik with Ibona Shalom from Sfira. I have an apology to make. I played Adhena, and there was something wrong with that recording with the CD. I have so many wonderful recordings of Adhena sung by Rosenblatt, and just my luck that I went out and purchased this new set that was supposed to be the ultimate. And as you notice, the first half, it's an 8-minute recording. The first 4 minutes, there was some sort of a buzz in there. The second half was clear. That's because the original recording was on two separate sides of an old 78 record. And apparently they were able to get the second part clearer. Anyway, one day I'll play the purer version of it, or maybe I'll even play the one where I do the comparison of Rosenblatt, Stern, Helfgott, and Koussevitzky. Yeah, I'll get to that one day. Okay, we've been praying Hallel for Hanukkah, and this next selection is from Ohavti, from Hallel. It's Shuvi Nafshi, and it's a classic of Leibel Waldman's. Shuvi Nafshi.
Shuvi nafshi, shuvi nafshi, shuvi nafshi, l'imchoechi. Ki adoshem yomal, yomal, yomal lo echi, yomal lo echi, yomal. lat to nafshi mi mohves es ni mi yene di ye mo es ragli mi
Label Waldman with Shuvi Nafshi, and he was in touch with Cantor Waldman's son Harvey, Chazen Waldman. We were talking about the 2-hour special that I did about 20 years ago on my old radio program, which I'm going to play in the next few months or so, and we're going to be hearing from Cantor Harvey Waldman for some updates and some current thoughts about his great father. So that's in the planning stages right now. And I was also on the phone today with Gary Shulman, the son of Cantor Eliezer Shulman, and we'll be doing a special sometime in the near future about his wonderful father, cantor Eliezer Shulman from Great Neck. Got a lot of specials planned. You'll be hearing about them as time goes on. What did I want to tell you? Oh, yes, Shabbat Chazanut. There is going to be a weekend of Chazanis on February 19th to the 21st at the Woodcliff Lake Hilton in New Jersey. And it's going to feature three wonderful Chazanim, Yaakov Yosef Stark, Yanky Lemmer, you know he's a favorite of mine, and Chazan Pinchas Cohn, super. Stark, very special. Pinchas Cohn davened this past Shabbos at the Chasam Sofer Shul, and I had the pleasure of being there. And those of you who have been to various services at Chasam Sofer know that there's a group of Hasidim that walk across the bridge from Williamsburg, and they are an impromptu choir, and they really give a wonderful feel to the davening. And Pinchas Cohn was outstanding as usual. He has a real tom, and I must say I just enjoyed hearing him. And let's hear him now. This is a recording. You want to know more about the Woodcliff Lake Hilton and so forth? If you're listening to me, you'll know on the homepage of my website, charliebernhardt.com, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a box. It says Shabbat Chazanut, February 19th to the 21st, and it gives you an email to send for information, chazanut123@gmail.com. Okay, it's going to be a wonderful weekend, the 19th to the 21st of February, with Stark, Lemmer, and Cohn. Let's hear cantor Pinchas Cohn with Yevorechecha.
Ay, 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 ay.
Pinchas Cohn. It's Charlie Byrne helping you enjoying the program, and those of you who want to participate as a guest Chazonist lover, a GCL, you can contact me via the internet at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, this is another premiere, a lot of premieres tonight. This is the first time that I'm playing Cantor Levke Kaplan. He's also known as Len. He's from Brooklyn, and let's hear him chanting Shoma Vatismach Tzion, Cantor Levke Kaplan.
Shoma Vatismach Tzion. Ato gele no benois ye yuda lema Kimba Adoyeshem V'yoydole Zeich Eleko
Cantor Levka Kaplan, or otherwise known as Len Kaplan. Okay, look, there's a lot of discussion about young boys singing chazanis, and there are some that are really very, very talented, and we hope that they grow into mature chazanim. Sometimes when they lose their voice, they don't come back, and sometimes they do. Okay, I had a request for one particular young man. This is a recording from over 50 years ago or so. And, it's about 50 years ago, I guess. This is Cantor Mordechai Sobel at a very young age, and he's going to be singing Modim. Cantor Sobel.
Hashem Elokeinu veloke avoteinu le'olam vohed le'olam vohed tzurech hayeinu
Shabbat shalom.
This is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. It's over at www.charliebernhardt.com. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Let them share in the joy of listening to this great, great music. Okay, yeah, you can call them. And I know many of you are listening to this in your offices at the moment on the archive. So you can take a minute and just tell your friends about the program. Come back again next week, and those of you who are fans of Chazonis and want to be a guest Chazonis lover, a GCL, and share your two most favorite selections with the audience, just contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. I know there's a few of you who are listening who I will be calling to make sure that you are included in the list. And Julian, I'm counting on you. And Saul, I'm counting on you. And we'll have a few others also. David, I know who you're going to pick. We played some of yours, and Shalom Katz is going to be on the way. Anyway, thanks again for joining with us, and come back again next week. Shalom, everyone. Oh, by the way, those of you who are listening for the first time through Nachum Siegel, welcome to the program. I hope you enjoyed it.